We owe a major step in the eradication of polio and a host of other diseases to one unsung person. I'd say hero, but this person never knew what they did. They never knew their own contribution. In 1951, a 31-year-old woman named Henrietta Lacks lay in a segregated ward of the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Poor and African-American, born to tobacco pickers from Virginia, Lacks herself was the mother of four. She was dying of cervical cancer. As the hospital's gynecologist sewed radioactive radium to her cervix in an attempt to kill her cancer, he took, without her knowing, a small sample of her tumor. He passed this on to Dr. George Guy. Guy headed a lab at Hopkins that specialized in growing tissue samples, what we'd call human cells. For 30 years, he'd been trying to grow human cells in his laboratory. And if he could do this, then he could learn firsthand about human biology without experimenting on human beings directly. His greatest hope was to make and study long-living cultures of the most dreaded human diseases, to have, as someone put it, a tumor in a test tube. The problem, though, was that human cells wouldn't grow in dishes. Guy noticed that Henrietta Lacks' cells reproduced in the dishes, even thrived. Guy called them immortal because they were the first human cells to live indefinitely outside the body. Their first use was to develop the vaccine that wiped out polio. Today, nearly every lab using tissue cultures uses Henrietta Lacks cells. They call them HeLa cells, spelled H-E-L-A, after the initial letters of her first and last names. They are a standard laboratory tool for studying the effects of radiation, growing viruses, and testing medications. They've been used in Nobel Prize-winning research work, have flown in the space shuttle missions, and set nuclear test sites around the world to test for radiation. In fact, they've been cultured so often that the cell's combined weight exceeds by many times that of her original body. Within the scientific community, the abbreviation HeLa for the cells is often used. In fact, when I searched a database of scientific papers, I turned up nearly 1,000 papers with the words HeLa cells. But only one when I typed in Henrietta Lacks, the unwitting supplier of these cells. It's time we remembered.